Hello, welcome to Trempal. This episode, we will be talking about payments, Square and Snapchat. We'll be talking about intelligent websites and a lot more. How are you doing, Martin?
I'm doing okay.
Great.
Here, middle of night, and yourself?
Yeah, I'm fine as well. I'm getting a little bit tired, but we're going to keep it sweet and short this time. Short and sweet. So you had some interesting stuff that you found about a partnership between two exciting companies.
Yeah, Snapchat and Square and, doing Snap. How do you say? Cash, like cash, snap.
Snap cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could transfer money and payments for the service Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
So they have partnered with Square. That's what we discussed before. It's a similar service like iSettle here in Sweden and Europe. So...
And it's interesting as well how you know, a platform like Snapchat, who has had quite a lot of security issues, is now moving into banking, and at the same time, their main audience, the millennial, it's very much used to dealing with that kind of internet payment systems. And I mean, we have another very good one in Sweden, which is called Swish. I don't know if you know, the Snapchat is going to be available in the Snapcash is going to be available in Sweden quite yet.
I don't know. My guess is that Square is taking care of the payment thing, but it will be if you're a user of Snapchat. So the user of Snapchat will not, I think it will be worldwide, but I don't know if they will roll out first in North America and then take other countries.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Usually they go live for North America or wherever they come from, and then they're sort of gradually introduced to the rest of the world. So We will see. It will be. Hopefully, there won't be any security breaches once they start swishing money over.
Yep.
Cool. And what else have we spotted this week?
On a personal level, I spotted myself by upgrading to iOS 8 at last.
So that's right.
Version 8.1.1. So I had to do a backup and I had to check all my apps and so on. So now on my home screen or startup screen, it's a health application. And also the podcaster app is standard when you have the iOS 8.
I'm always a bit scared when I do updates because most of the time there are things that become worse or, you know, I always wonder why does that happen? You think that you do an upgrade and then there's always lots of problems with it or not with the upgrade itself, but there are things that doesn't work afterwards.
So that's why I waited. And we had an episode when we were doing it, you could say almost live when we were launching iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus and also Apple Pay and Apple Watch and so on. And then we listened to this podcast by Rob of Libsyn, and he said, don't upgrade directly, wait a week or something like that. And I waited more than that, I waited months. So,
well, there have been a lot of bugs that they've sorted out now.
But I did an upgrade because I wanted to use features that now the new operating system is having, and also this health app could be interesting to follow along, and also if the podcasting will be more popular now when you have it directly on your home screen.
We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting stuff. I saw something really cool as well, which is a kickstarting campaign. Well, it's not actually out there yet, but it will launch soon. And it's called print cases, and it's that take of the modern Polaroid camera. And basically, it's you attach your smartphone to this little case, and then it prints out a picture. And you
That's
don't
nice.
have no Wi-Fi or anything. You just sort of it's just that the device, and obviously there is some paper inside,
Yeah,
which
that's
prints
neat.
it out. So that's really interesting, and I wouldn't mind having one of those myself.
No, is that a Christmas wish or list?
Well, maybe for next Christmas, because they haven't started yet, so that they won't be available to buy. But yeah, next Christmas, I wouldn't mind getting one of those.
Sounds good.
And talking about not kickstarting, but in general,
Crowdfunding.
crowdfunding or being part of the new revolution. There is a new kind of intelligent websites that are being produced. IA of the website world, which is called The Grid. And they don't use templates, they use this grid. And we will put a link in our show notes, because this is like super cool. And you can now be part of this thing. It's not going to be out until I think it's late 2015. But what you have to do is to be part of it. Now you can actually sign up and sponsor it. And I think it's $96, and that's for a year. It's loads, it's had lots of press. And if it does work, if it does what it says on the tin, it could really be really revolutionary. It could be really, really cool.
So we
So,
could send a Snapchat cash payment to them, and
or
we will
you can
talk to
actually
Yeah, the
you can
robot, the butler, and then the robot grid template. So we will not be, yeah, we don't have to do show notes or blog post on Tumblr anymore, right?
exactly. Yeah. So, what's going to happen to all the web developers?
Yeah, we will
Oh,
wait and see.
yeah. No, but it's definitely an exciting thing, and if it does what it says, it'll be I will be following it.
Sounds fascinating.
So, with that, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, I think we will try to find out of this maze, or how to say, or grid, and see if we find the exit door or something other name for ending the show. It's,
Or
yeah.
we'll just say, again, thank you for listening. Our time is up, and tune in next week for some more interesting news. And yeah.
Sounds good. We look forward to your feedback, and thanks for listening, and talk to you soon again.
Yeah, Sherry.
Cheers.